You're listening to Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show, Who's Talking? And as we finish tonight's show, let's talk a little bit about next week and the week after that. Ryan Keel, former football tackle, will be on with us next week, as will former basketball player and TV analyst Dan Bonner and Dr. Jody Smith. And then 2 weeks from tonight, again, at Friday's Broad and Glenside, Frank and I will be doing the show live there with some UVA athletes, both football and basketball. We'll have some giveaways, some door prizes. We'll be working with Friday's
drink specials.
Drink specials.
Don't forget
maybe
that.
A little appetizer specials. So you not only get the show, but the Who's play that night at 7:30. So right after we go off the air, we'll have about 20, 30 minutes to maybe have a beverage and a little appetizer and get ready to watch the Who's on ESPN as they play at GW that night. Second game of the year after the home opener against Morgan State.
It's going to be a lot of fun. If you miss it, you're a loser.
Absolutely. Just a quick Olympic report. Congratulations to the women's cross country team that won our first ACC championship of the year. Notice why I said first. In recent years, we've been winning 5, 6, 7 ACC championships routinely a year. So athletic program doing very, very well. But the women's cross-country team winning the first. The second may follow pretty quickly on its footsteps, because the women's soccer team, which is ranked number one in the country, and sometimes I complain about soccer teams not scoring, they beat Pitt 6-0 and defeated NC State 7-1. So they've scored 13 goals in their last two games.
Let me tell you something. Those are slaughters. I mean, if there was a mercy rule, the UVA women's soccer team is putting the wood to people.
But soccer being soccer, Virginia and North Carolina did play to a scoreless tie in the regular season. And,
like kissing your sister.
But Virginia opens the ACC soccer tournament at Notre Dame this weekend. So a lot of soccer going on now, and both teams obviously will be in the NCAA tournament.
On top of that, we have some tennis news. Breaking tennis news. Brian Boland's outstanding UVA men's tennis team, winners of two national championships, 2013 and 2015. The team elected as their captain this year Max Stieslinger, which is a huge honor. I mean, you know, Virginia coming off the national championship, to be the sole captain of this team as defending national champions, what a big deal. And by the way, one of the other stars on the UVA men's tennis team is Ryan Shane. Ryan did get a wild card entry into the Pro Challenger tournament at Boar's Head this week. If you get a chance to pass through Charlottesville, you can go by Boar's Head and watch pro tennis. And it's a lot of fun. Great viewing areas there. Excellent food and drink. And it's a great time.
Interesting weekend of college football coming up. Notre Dame at Pitt. Now, of course, technically those games don't count in the standings. I tell you, the other one is really interesting. Duke at North Carolina. And that is a big game relative to the divisional play.
You know, and right now Carolina is favored by 10 points in that game. Who believes? I mean, Duke, I don't know. They must know something we don't know.
And it's interesting, you know, Duke and North Carolina traditionally always played on the last regular season game, so it's interesting to me that they're playing on Saturday, November the 7th. And then, of course, another big game, Florida State at Clemson, which also has ACC title game implications.
Well, that game is at 3:30. It's going to be on ABC. I believe Clemson is favored by 12 the last time I looked. But Florida State, since they suffered that shocking loss against Georgia Tech down there at Grant Field, I believe it's called, with that crazy blocked field goal run back for a touchdown, Florida State put the wood to Syracuse.
When you think about it, it really is interesting that in Atlanta something's called Grant Field.
Yeah. But here's something that's interesting. This game is at Clemson, and basically this is for all the marbles in the Atlantic Division, and basically makes it a shoe-in for the winner of the Atlantic, which will be a heavy favorite to win the ACC this year. Clemson was the preseason pick to win the ACC by the Atlantic Coast Conference media.
Yeah, which, Clemson's playing very well and putting a lot of points on the board.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this should be a great game. Meanwhile, Virginia is at Miami and Sun Life Stadium, 3 o'clock. Still no line for the game, which I think is really unusual.
Well, I think Dave Kane's point about the Miami quarterback situation
being
uncertain, that could be what's causing the line not to be established yet by the guys.
If Kaya cannot play and Rozier is hurt, Virginia should stomp them like grapes.
Yeah, I mean, only Ohio State can use a third-team quarterback and still win.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But that's a big game for the Hoos, and the good news in Coach London's tenure, we have played very well against Miami. Seemingly, we've had the Hurricanes' number, so hopefully we can do it again.
I agree with you. Also, let's point out that the following week, Virginia is at Louisville. That's a 12:30 kickoff on the Raycom Sports Network, and that will be a big game for Virginia, particularly if they somehow can knock off Miami. They've had Miami's number, like Jim just mentioned, so wouldn't be surprised. All right. Next week's show again. Last time, let's tease it.
Ryan Keel, Dan Bonner on next week. So we'll have the next few weeks, we're going to have a combination of football and basketball. And again, don't want to wear it out, but November 16th. Come out and join us at Fridays for the show live there at 6 o'clock and watch the basketball Hoos at 7:30 on ESPN.
It will be great fun. Who's talking? This has been a lot of fun. We'll be back next week, and the week thereafter will then be at Fridays.
Yeah, go Hoos. Let's keep it rolling and on the football front and see if we can't turn this season around.
Go Wahoos. Beat the Canes. There's no reason they can't do it. We're getting ready to sign off here. Thanks for all our sponsors.
Thanks to the listeners. Thanks to the sponsors. And look forward to talking again next Monday night at 6 o'clock.
Go Hoos.
You've been listening to Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Sponsored by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Get a podcast of Who's Talkin' at Fox Sports Richmond.com.